Hi, I'm Kate Smurfit. Welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 31st, and we start with health. And statistics revealed by, unsurprisingly, the Office for National Statistics say that the number of children being born to immigrant mothers has risen sharply over recent years. Really? This comes as a surprise. It turns out that some Polish people have noticed the differential in the rates of pay between their own country and the UK, plus the fact that it's totally legal to move to the UK, and they've actually come over. Now, worse still, shock horror, some of them fuck. Now, what are the headlines suggesting? We should have some sort of ban on shagging migrants? Two sets of maternity wards, nice ones for the mothers who can prove Anglo-Saxon or Celtic descent, and then cattle sheds for anyone with a bit of an accent? And of course, all the focus is on foreign-born mothers. No one bothers to mention that a fair few of these babies probably have British fathers. Meanwhile, the aghast journalists tell us British women are having less babies. Yeah, it turns out we all know how badly the NHS standards are falling, and we don't want to go and spend any time there. Now, bearing in mind there's another story out today that a drug-addicted mother has had 14 of her children taken away from her by social services, could it be that Britain is generating the wrong kind of babies? And we still seem to be forgetting that women don't just get pregnant on their own. Maybe the solution here is to target men. How about some posters in gents' toilets saying, "Don't be a shit, only shag a Brit. Don't be like these mugs, say no to girls on drugs." Now, science and a group of medical researchers believe they may have found a way to reverse memory loss in patients. The process involving deep brain tissue stimulation was originally being trialled as a means to combat obesity. However, the process backfired when the patient suddenly remembered how much he liked chips. Now, crime, and Maxine Carr, the accomplice to the Soham murders, is to marry and is rumoured to be pregnant. The news revealed in the Daily Mail doesn't say very much for the effectiveness of police efforts to change her identity and allow her to live in obscurity. I hate the Mail. Here's their actual comment on the story. The news will devastate the parents of Huntley's 10-year-old victims, Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman. Yeah, but the parents of Wells and Chapman wouldn't know about the news if it wasn't all over the Daily Mail. Still on the papers, and my other favourite paper, the Daily Express, leads today with "Council tax up to pay fat cats 50 grand a year," claiming that 30,000 people working in town halls across the country now earn more than 50,000 a year. Now, given that there are 45,000 towns in the UK, that's not even one well-paid councillor each. But of course, the Express glosses over that to describe these people as faceless bureaucrats. So presumably half of the money is disability allowances to help them cope with having no faces. Now, finance, and the US Central Bank is desperately trying to ward off a recession, cutting interest rates by a further 0.5%. They also called up George Bush and pleaded with him not to do anything or say anything at all, ever. Now, international news, and an Afghan journalist has been sentenced to death for reading an article about women's rights. Boy, I'm glad we invaded Afghanistan and threw out those evil Taliban, eh? They must be really grateful to us for bringing them freedom, human rights and democracy. The independent coverage of the story featured a picture of a woman in a burqa with the caption, "The burqa is seen by many as a sign of female subjugation," which is a bit like saying, "Shooting people in the head is seen by many as a sign of violence." Now, finally, travel. And a transatlantic flight has had to make an unscheduled landing after one of the pilots started behaving strangely, shouting, swearing, and asking for God. Now, a lot of religious groups are allowed to overlook employment discrimination laws. They keep gay people and women out of positions of power in their communities, like priests and bishops, because they still live by rules invented a couple of millennia ago. Well, now I want a special airline for atheists, where all of the pilots are guaranteed not to believe in an afterlife. That's all from me for today. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kate Smurfit, and thank you for listening.